RadioSt.Pete.com.
Here's RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews Woman in Gold, now playing in area theaters.
Austria has a crack team of PR consultants. They convinced most of the world Adolf Hitler was German and Beethoven was Austrian, when the reverse is true. After the Anschluss and the systematic annihilation of Vienna's Jewish population during World War II, Austria and others benefited from the looting and crimes against humanity conducted by the Nazis. Austria's museums and art galleries flooded with the intake of stolen masterpieces. How they received these works of art were conveniently left off the painting's histories. Woman in Gold is based on the true story of one woman who fled Vienna, lost everything, and much later in life fought the Austrian government to recover what was stolen from her family. The eponymous Woman in Gold is actually Gustav Klimt's Portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer I. It is oil and gold leaf, enormous, and was considered Austria's Mona Lisa as it hung in the Belvedere Gallery after its rightful owner was murdered in a concentration camp. 60 years later, the heir to the painting, Maria Altman, played by Helen Mirren, wants it back. Hiring a distracted young lawyer son of a good friend, who has both a new job and a new baby, Randall Schoenberg, played by Ryan Reynolds, the two begin a David versus Goliath legal adventure, launching them from wry amusement and mockery all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and making the sovereign Austrian government quake in their boots. Alternating between the recent past and the long-ago past, Woman in Gold shines brightest when it shows off the grandeur of Vienna's interwar years. Before the Nazis marched into town, Vienna was a cosmopolitan ground zero for a bevy of Jewish intellectuals, artists, and musicians. Sigmund Freud, Gustav Mahler, and Arnold Schoenberg were all Viennese giants. Coincidentally, Maria's lawyer, Randall Schoenberg, is Arnold's grandson. Real-life Randall never knew his grandfather, and never gave much thought to his ancestral Austrian past, as he was raised a California boy through and through. Randall experiences an emotional awakening as he fights his way up the judicial ladder and confronts the evils from the not-so-long past. Schoenberg arrives at his realizations a bit too overtly for the film, ending up crying in a public restroom. Randall's obsession with righting past wrongs also leads to far too many conventional run-ins. Randall's wife Pam, played by Katie Holmes, accuses him of irresponsibility, and Randall also annoys his boss, who plays the police captain role, ordering Randall to stay away from this case. Director Simon Curtis says the painting story is emblematic of the 20th century. It was painted in 1907 in Old World Austria, the seat of the declining yet still powerful Austro-Hungarian Empire. It was stolen by the Third Reich and left for all to see as one of Vienna's most treasured centerpieces. Ending up where it is now, as I try to refrain from spoilers, the painting witnessed the collapse of the Old World Order, its choppy reconstruction, and the New World's ascension. Curtis appears to relish telling stories based on real people and episodes, as his first film, 2011's My Week with Marilyn, charted Ms. Monroe's life during the filming of The Prince and the Showgirl. He has a knack for thoughtful storytelling founded upon overlooked historical tidbits. Curtis mirrors famous photographs and reference material of the Nazis' initial march into Vienna, recreating what actually happened. He was allowed to hang swastikas from the emblematic town hall and lined up cheering crowds throwing flowers and waving Nazi flags. Director of photography Ross Emery contrasts past and present using color saturation, or lack of it. Present-day Los Angeles and Vienna are bright, high-def, and full of color. 1938 Vienna is almost gray, dusty, and worn. Curtis plays around with the audience a little bit with the compare-contrast between now and then. The film's most startling edit occurs circa the year 2000 in Vienna, watching a mom and her children enjoy a sunny day at an outside cafe. A car cuts in front of the camera for a split second, and all of a sudden we're looking at the same location, the same cafe, but in circa 1925, of Adele Bloch-Bauer and her niece Maria. It is a phenomenal shift. First-time screenwriter Alexei K. Campbell juggles multiple narrative threads through a myriad of time periods, including 1998 to 2006, 1938, the early 1920s, and even a brief scene of the portrait's creation. Bravo to Curtis for shooting the scene set in Vienna in German and not German-accented English. This is a win for authenticity and a fuller appreciation of the weighty historical subject matter. Woman in Gold ends with a strong message, as 1938 Maria, played by Tatiana Maslany, just about to initiate her escape plan and evade certain death, says goodbye to her parents. Their message? Remember us. That is why I give Woman in Gold 3 out of 4 stars.
Woman in Gold is rated PG-13, now playing at AMC Woodland Square 20 and AMC Veterans 24. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com. RadioSt.Pete.com.